this edition of Word Detective, prepared for you as an educational service of this station in cooperation with the makers of Underwood typewriters, we'll be telling one of the oldest word stories in existence, a story that was being told and retold long before the English language ever came into being. The principal characters in this very ancient melodrama were a fiery-tempered father and his daring ne'er-do-well son. The father was rich, powerful, wise. The son was considerably less rich, less powerful, less wise. But what he lacked in these areas, he more than made up for in audacity, energy, and imagination. He had another talent, too, the talent for getting himself into trouble. The occasion that concerns us here was the time the wayward young man sneaked away from his father's household with some of the old gentleman's most cherished secrets and revealed them to the outside world. This particular prank proved to be the young man's undoing, for the father of the family was a firm fellow without a single blood-is-thicker-than-water sentiment in him. He corralled his ne'er-do-well offspring and submitted him to a siege of punishment, which was not only torturous but long. The length of the punishment? Forever. By this time, I imagine you've surmised that this is not a true story, and you're quite right. The father I've been speaking about was Zeus. According to Greek mythology, the most powerful of all the gods on Mount Olympus. This story of Zeus and the ingenious punishment he devised for a disobedient son is one of the oldest of all Greek legends. For revealing Zeus's secrets, the great god's heir was condemned to hang, tormented by perpetual thirst and hunger, from the branch of a fruit tree rooted in the marshy lakes in Hades. The cool lake waters lap up against him, but whenever the poor fellow leans over to drink, the waters slip away until nothing remains but the black slime at his feet. The tree this unfortunate gentleman hangs from is laden with ripe pears, bright red apples, sweet figs, all dangling almost against his shoulders. But whenever he reaches out to pick one of these luscious fruits, a gust of wind whirls them out of his reach. If you remember the name of this very unhappy young hero of an old Greek legend, you know the word his story brought into our language. I'll type it up for you right now on my Underwood typewriter. The name of Zeus's ne'er-do-well son, condemned to perpetual punishment, was Tantalus. Our word, of course, is tantalize, the verb meaning to promise or show something desirable to a person and then remove or withhold it, or simply to tease. Tantalus may or may not have been a real person, but his contribution to our vocabulary is very real indeed. Now, here are the ingredients for tomorrow's word story. The most famous hangman in Britain. A word. Don't go away now. I'll be back in a moment.